Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is former law enforcement professional Lily Lenardi, a responder to the Flight 93 crash site in Shanksville, PA on 9/11. Lily has always lived with her feet planted in two separate worlds, the metaphysical and the physical. Her book, In the Shadow of a Badge, a memoir about Flight 93, A Field of Angels, and My Spiritual Homecoming, takes readers on a dramatic journey of what happened when Lily's two distinct realities intertwine. So welcome, Lily. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Stacey. I'm grateful for the opportunity to engage in a nice discussion about the book.
Now let's talk about your experience as a responder to the Flight 93 crash site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Can you tell us about what you witnessed at the first step onto the crash site and then what ensued?
Well, we arrived with Mobile Command, two other gentlemen from the Bureau and myself. And the first thing that I will tell you was the smell of burning pine and jet fuel, because as a result of the way that the plane crashed, the jet fuel kind of moved forward and ignited the small pine forest. And then when we walked up a little bluff that would now be, if you look at the present memorial, where the 40 trees were planted that angles right above where the epicenter of the crash was, I just saw everything that was probably once a part of the plane itself, including remains of the passengers and the crew. And then as we stood there, I kind of felt like I splintered into three different people. First, the law enforcement professional that was trying to take in all the facts so that I could report back to my agency. Second was the mom who stood there wondering and how many mothers were not going to be able to speak to their children that night. And then the third persona that emerged was the spiritual self, who cried out to my interpretation of what God is and asked him for his help. So in the first few minutes of standing on that bluff and taking in everything that I could, off to the left side in the area of where there were some ponds, I saw like these flicker of lights that kept drawing my attention to them. And when I finally focused in on it, the lights turned to like a white mist, more pristine than I can even describe. And within seconds of that, the mist opened, and I saw what I call a legion of angels emerge on that field, that manifested on the field.
And were you able to communicate with these beings, or were you just observing them?
Initially, I would say I just observed them. I heard nothing other than this very high-pitched, almost like singing. I didn't hear like words per se. But 7 years later, after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, a psychologist at the Bureau had assigned me to work with, did sessions that they call eye movement desensitization reprocessing, or EMDR is the acronym for it. And during that, it basically places the individual in a hypnotic state so that all of the emotion and everything attached to the scene allows for you to remember and then kind of remove it so it doesn't have the dramatic event on your mind and on your emotions. And in one of the first sessions we did, because we audio taped them so I could listen back, it it indicated that the angels said that they were sent to pursue the defeat of violence, like to end the violence. And there were other things that were said, but I don't recall as much. There is a third book that I'll be co-authoring with my doctor, and more will come out at that time.
Well, Lily, that sounds pretty moving. I mean, just an awesome type of experience. After seeing the angels and being there and feeling all of those feelings, how were you able to continue on, stay in balance with your work at the crash site?
Well, I mean, all the training. At that point, I'd had 17 years on in the profession, and my first 14 were as a police officer. So that persona took over. I mean, I thanked, God for the opportunity, and I just pushed it down inside and did what I had to do. Just like we had approximately 1,200 responders that worked that site that included anywhere from the FBI to the Salvation Army, the Red Cross. So you were trained. I mean, you weren't trained for that particular. Nothing could have prepared you for that type of a terroristic act and the events that transpired that day. But something took hold that required me to just get back to business and bury that down in. And when there was time, I would dissect it and determine, you know, the cop took over, you know, just like I'm sure with your work or other people's work, under stressful times, you revert back to what you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Lily, finally, is there a message or some advice that you're looking to leave with our listeners today that they can find within your book?
Well, the first thing I wrote so that the story would be told, to know that there was a presence, the presence of God was there in the form of his winged messengers. But it was important for me, too, about healing, not only for myself, but anyone that's been a part of a traumatic event, and then you suffer with the trapped emotions. The book started off as an exercise in journaling that the psychologist, again, had suggested. And it grew into the book. So the primary focus would be relatable to all that have dealt with something in their life that have kind of dropped them to their knees, and that the possibility of healing and going through the steps that allow for you to adapt and become the person you're meant to be and to fulfill purpose, you know, to find your purpose and allow yourself to embrace it.
Well, Lily, I want to thank you for sharing your story and your messages with us today. And our listeners can learn much, much more on Lily's background and her work, especially the book. And you can do so at her website, which is lilylenardi.com. And I'll spell that for you, LILLIELEONARDI, lilylenardi.com. Thanks again, Lily.
Thanks, Stacy, and give my regards to Annie for this opportunity as well.
Will do. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.